welcome to the Goal Lines Podcast, your Mid-Missouri football guide. If you don't already subscribe, find us on Apple Podcasts and Google Play.
Hello, everyone, and welcome to this week's installment of the News Tribune Football Podcast featuring the Lincoln Blue Tigers. I'm your host, Tony Hawley. I'm sitting here with Trevor Hahn of the News Tribune, and before Trevor and I start to dice things up this week, let's listen to a little bit of Trevor's conversation with Blue Tigers head coach Moses Harper.
Well, let's bounce back to last week here. It was a close loss for you guys, so you guys had two chances in the fourth quarter to either tie it or take the lead. So just kind of what was your reaction walking out of that one?
The message I gave to the guys were those are the games we want to be in. We want to be in close games like that. And the most important thing as an offensive unit, you want the football to close out the game because you want to have the opportunity to go down and score. There's a couple of things that we're still learning, like the Keyron Blankenship penalty there. They were off the field but got that penalty. They go down and score. And it's just little things we have to continue to work on as we build a culture here. Just try to continue to get these things fixed so we don't hurt ourselves in games like that.
Yeah, and now you're walking into a homecoming contest, your first one in charge of this program. So just what does that mean for you?
Well, there's a lot of activities going on. Homecoming is a big deal here. So main thing, I got to keep my guys focused and let them understand homecoming is not for them yet. Homecoming is when you graduate, move on, and they do the festivities for you when you come back. So just trying to keep them focused on the task at hand that we got a football game to go win.
Yeah, and a Lincoln, California team, it's almost like preparing for a high school game. You can't find stats hardly anywhere. Just what's this process been like for you?
Well, the GAs and everybody's got to do a little extra digging, extra work. So we got to take what games they have played and average in their yards so we can get some total averages just so the kids can see what they've done in the past. Good thing we got friends throughout the league and other conferences were able to share film with us so we can get 3 to 4 games on them.
Yeah, and just from what you've been able to pick up, what should you expect from their offense?
Offensively, they'll want to throw it around. They haven't had a lot of success offensively with some turnovers, but they do have a kid that can run a little bit that they like to get it to. He's had a couple games where he had a little bit over 80 to 100 yards receiving, so sure we got to prepare for him and try to keep a hold on him offensively.
Yeah, and just same question defensively. Defensively, they've obviously taken some lumps this year.
Yeah, well, we got to be able to protect. You know, they blitz 80% of the time, so we got to be prepared for that. And they don't hide it. They walk them up right to the line of scrimmage. They'll have 6-7 guys at the line of scrimmage. They play a lot of cover zero. So this would be a good opportunity not only for us to be able to protect up front, but this would be a great opportunity for our receivers to see if we can win some one-on-one matchups.
All righty. Thanks, Coach.
That was Lincoln head coach Moses Harper. Trevor, so close and yet so far away. The end result is a 17-13 loss at Southwest Baptist last week. Sounded like for a while the Blue Tigers were right there with the Bearcats and might even get that elusive victory and snap that long losing streak, but the end result is you take your 42nd straight loss in a row. So close. What was the difference?
It was another performance a lot like the McKendree game where the defense gave them every single chance to win that game, and the offense just couldn't put together the drive it needed in the fourth quarter to make that difference and take that lead and really, really put the pressure on the other team. Obviously, they've been able to scare a couple opponents, but they haven't been able to kind of put them on the ropes and see how they react. And the difference in the game really comes down to a drive early in the fourth quarter where Lincoln's trailing by 7. Gets first and goal from the 8 and ends up settling for a field goal from the 4.
Right.
Chance to tie the game late, getting first and goal as a running football team. That's a situation you have to capitalize on. You have to be able to tie that game. And the defense, once again, did their job and gave the offense another chance late in the game to win it.
Right.
They get the ball back with about 4 minutes left, needing to drive 90-plus yards with a chance to win a game. And the offense doesn't really get moving, kind of questionable run.
Yeah, I was going to ask you about that because I was watching the live stats, and again, it's you can never tell anything from live stats, and so you don't know what the defense is giving you, you don't know what the reasoning is, but I'm kind of watching the live stream and it comes through and it says Lincoln run, Lincoln run, Lincoln run, and you're like, I get the fact that maybe they're not giving you the pass, the long pass, maybe they're giving you the underneath pass, but just the fact that you're running at all. yeah, you might catch them off guard and you might gash it. But again, your clock management, it's, you know, at a certain point, you're like, the time is running and you're running more time off it. It just seemed like it was very strange to me where you go, okay, what's exactly happening? I wish I was watching it to figure this out for myself.
Yeah, and that's kind of how I was viewing it too. And rolling off your point, it's really hard to see the time update when you're watching the live stats. So
sure.
It starts out with 4 minutes around that. And then all of a sudden after like three plays, it's the 2 minute timeout.
Right.
And then they've gained 15 yards. And it's...
Right.
Yes, I understand the identity of this football team is to be smash mouth, run it down your throat, wear you out throughout a game, and that sets up being able to run the football at the end of the game. If you need a touchdown and you need 90 yards and you only have 4 minutes to do it, I'm sorry, you got to throw the football.
At some point, yes.
At some point, you can mix in a run or two, especially if they have light boxes, try and get 10 or 15 yards that way. But you need to have the ability to throw the ball down the field, get out of bounds, and just time management, like you said. And it just rolls back to a coaching staff still trying to figure it out and a young team that's never really been in that situation. So it's there's the good with the bad. It's the good is another opportunity for those kids to be in a close game, learn what they need to do, and kind of build off the mistakes that they have made. The bad is it's happened twice now, and they've really wanted that situation, and they've been dreaming of it, and they haven't been able to capitalize it, and you don't know how many chances you get.
Yeah, and it is kind of one of those things where you go, okay, I'm sure the coaching staff's going to be able to look back and go, okay, this play here or this play here. There's some games where it doesn't matter how many plays you look at and go, oh, if this had gone our way, this was going to be fine. But this is one of those statistical games where you go, oh, yeah, both, you know, Lincoln actually has the edge in first downs. They actually have a slight yard in rushing. It's real close in total offensive yards. So you look at it and go, these are two evenly matched teams, and this is an instance where you go, okay, this is – they haven't been in a lot of games where you go, hey, a play or two here or there makes the difference. So I got to imagine, you know, they're going to be able to look at it and go, gosh, we just need to get that experience of being in more games like this so we know what to do better the next time.
Yeah, and it looked better this time. At least I didn't, once again, don't have GLVC Network, so I did not watch the game. It seemed like this functioned better than it did in the McKendree game. It seemed like the McKendree game, when they got to that fourth quarter and it was a one-score game, the bright eyes kind of got to them. It seemed like this time, like you mentioned, it was one play here, one play there. And that's something that is fixable. And like you mentioned, you look at the total numbers for the game and it actually looks like two evenly matched teams, like it should in conference play. So there's plenty of positives to build on, and it does seem like we're nagging on them a little bit. There is growth. But at some point, when you get to the table, you got to be able to take the seats. It's coming, and they are progressing at a higher rate than I expected for this team. But the anticipation of finally breaking down that door has to be getting to them a little bit.
Right. The hope is that comes this week. Because, again, so let's just start with the fact that it's homecoming. 2:00 start today at Dwight T. Reed Stadium. So there's going to be all that that comes with homecoming, and we'll deal with that in a little bit more. But just looking at today's opponent, it is one of those things where you go, okay, normally on homecoming, you try to schedule, for lack of a better word, a patsy, somebody you think you're going to have a chance to get a win against. I think this is one of those where you go, okay, this is how it's playing out exactly. So it's going to be a little confusing because it's another Lincoln. It's Lincoln of California. So you got a Lincoln against Lincoln. I would imagine they're not a Blue Tiger, so at least we'll just be able to distinguish them by their mascots this week. But they're 0-5 coming in, and I'll just let you tell the people a little bit about what goes into that 0-5 and that Lincoln team from California.
So yeah, Lincoln, California was not even a program the last time Lincoln, Missouri won a football game. They started in 2021, and the more I have dug into this team, the more questions I have program. So it started out with I stumbled upon a USA Today article that came out in February of this year, and they referred to them as a startup program or the Bishop Sycamore of college football. Mm-hmm. And if you're unaware of what Bishop Sycamore was, it was a high school football team a couple years back that scheduled a national schedule against the top teams in the country. They got on ESPN and everybody started piecing together that this team was full of 25, 26-year-olds. And they didn't have athletic trainers. They had people dropping like flies with injuries. More and more came out. It was basically a fake football team. Lincoln, California is a real football team. It is a real program. But there is a lot of question marks behind the scene. They've never played a home football game. They don't have a home football field for games or practice. They don't have a weight room. And there's a lot of allegations behind the scenes from this USA Today article of alleging that them making players pay for stuff that they didn't guarantee or they didn't agree to, housing arrangements being overcrowded. They even mentioned some kid sleeping in somebody's kitchen, which is just crazy. And it
unless
just,
your kitchen's really nice.
But yeah.
You wouldn't want to sleep in my kitchen.
Most kitchens don't have a bed.
Right.
So that is quite alarming. And it just goes deeper and deeper of a lot of different issues. And it just seems like there isn't any organization to this team. You go to their website, their schedule is a picture, there's no results. You go to their roster, and it's called a football players list with like 12 players on it. No heights or weights, no pictures. And in talking to Coach Harper, it seems like these kids are wearing different numbers every week. So preparing for this game has almost been like preparing for a high school team that tries to hide all the information you can about them.
Right, right.
And so you're going to other teams' websites, gathering game-by-game stats so you can piece that with another website's game and trying to accumulate season stats, and you're having to reach out to different schools to get film, and it's a mess.
So as somebody who's done that legwork, at least, have you, one, found out who they've been able to play and how close have those games been in the five games they played so far this season?
So they've played three NAIA schools, they've played an FCS school, and they've played Missouri S&T, which is in the GLBC with Lincoln.
Right.
The closest they've been, I think, is 45-7.
Okay.
The last game they played, which was against Weber International, they lost 63-20, which was their highest offensive output of the season, but also their worst defensive output of the season. So they've struggled on both sides of the ball. They're allowing almost 50 points per game. They're scoring like 9 points per game.
Okay.
And that dates back to their history. They've lost 18 straight games. They've only won four games in their program's history. And they have an odd schedule because they're not an NCAA football team. They play teams from all levels of the country, and they play a lot at HBCU schools. They played four last year. They have a few on the schedule again this year. So it's a difficult team to scout for the purpose of gathering information. But when it comes down to the X's and O's, they're a pretty basic football team.
Okay.
They're going to run the football a lot. They're going to blitz the crap out of you on defense.
Right.
They run a lot of cover zero, and they haven't experienced much success on either side.
Yeah.
So winnable game.
Right. I think the biggest thing, obviously, is if you look at it and you go, okay, they haven't had much success and people have been able to handle them. I think the only thing you worry about if you're a Lincoln fan is just the fact that you're going to have to adjust. There's going to have to be something where you go, okay, yeah, like you say, if the guy that was wearing number 5 last game was a great wide receiver and now he's wearing 81, you're going to have the recognition to, within a couple plays, go, okay, I got it. That's that guy. He's just looking different than he was last week or on film. So I think it's just going to be a matter of, if they're not great at what they do and they're real easy to figure out if they're very basic, it's just going to be a matter of figuring out, okay, what can you exploit and who do you have to watch for as quickly as possible. So I think that's going to be the key for the Blue Tigers today, is just going, okay, recognition and as fast as possible.
Yeah, it's really a test for the coaching staff. And I made sure to ask Moses Harper about it in the podcast clip of what has it been like preparing for this game. And they said grad assistants have really had to step up this week in that role of doing what I did, going to all these different teams that they've played, website, trying to piece together game-by-game stats to accumulate season stats and develop tendencies from that and all sorts of things. And they feel like they are very well prepared for this. And when I did stop by practice this week, that is the most excited I've seen a Lincoln Blue Tiger football team. They immediately started that Tuesday practice with its homecoming week, and the guys were really excited. And add in the fact it's a game that they're probably favored in for the first time I have covered.
Right.
It's a really, really excited Blue Tiger team, and just kind of chomping at the bit for this one.
Right. So I guess what I would say, I would not be stunned if Lincoln of California does not show up today, because it seems like they're a little haphazard. At least it sounds like they've showed up for the games that have been scheduled. So if this one goes off, and if this one goes as we think it might go, Do the Blue Tigers finally break that 42-game losing streak today?
Before I get to that, rolling off your point, up until 2 or 3 weeks ago, Lincoln was not sure this team was going to show up. It was their head football coach is their athletic director, which is something you see at only the high school level, and most of the time lower high school level. So there's a bunch of logistic problems that did happen with this. All of that got put away, that it's all figured out.
Okay.
So this game is happening today at 2 o'clock, and I do think the streak ends today, which is a very unfortunate thing for me because I will be at a wedding. Greg Jackson will be covering the game for the News Tribune. So no matter what happens today, my streak of not covering a Lincoln football win will continue, but I will pick Lincoln to kind of convincingly win this one. I'll go 35-17.
All right, that should do it for this week. For Trevor Hahn, I'm Tony Hawley saying thanks for listening.
For more information about this week's game, visit newstribune.com and get game updates and more college sports content all week by following Trevor Hahn on Twitter at TrevHahn3. That's Trev Hahn3. Thanks for listening.